Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These famous first words from the cross came from our Lord with the idea of forgiveness, that our Lord prayed for his enemies, prayed for those that betrayed him, prayed for those that were to kill him. That is his words that he gives from the cross, the first words, were to forgive his enemies. In some ways we can think about what our Lord did not say. Our Lord did not claim his innocence from the cross. He made no protest of that. Because in a way our Lord shows to us that man is not the judge of God, obviously, but that man is not a judge of anyone. Our Lord was innocent himself. He was sinless. And our Lord proves that he didn't have to try to prove his own innocence. It is something that was evident because he is innocence itself. So that's why it's a good reminder to us that man is not our judge, God is our judge. Our eternal salvation does not depend on how the world judges us, but how God will judge us. And that's where many of the spiritual authors will say that truth was nailed to the cross on Good Friday. That we see and understand that our Lord Jesus Christ, innocence, was nailed on the cross, and yet the first words that come out of his mouth from the cross is to ask for forgiveness for those that crucified him, for those that would kill him. It's also interesting to see that our Lord will add, they know not what they do. And so it's good for us just to contemplate these words, especially as we have gone in deeper into the sacred Triduum. Those of you that were able to make it to the mission by Father Albert, understanding more deeply into the meaning behind the ceremonies of Holy Week. But then for us, just to take part in the different liturgy of Holy Week, hopefully helps us to also have a greater understanding of our own soul, an understanding of our place before the judgment seat of Almighty God. And that's why many times we have heard the famous saying that man sees only the face or the outside of someone, but God reads the heart. Yes, we can fool men around us, but we can't fool God. So that's why it's important for us then to make a good examination of conscience if we haven't gone to confession already. If we haven't taken advantage of the many opportunities for confession already, well then yes, try to see about going before Easter is upon us. And that's where then with Good Friday, with our Lord being on the cross, there's so many different things for us to think about, to consider. I mean, obviously with the seven last words of our Lord, but even just some of the events that took place there. I mean, you think about the pardoning of the good thief. One spiritual author had written, he said, the sinner of this hour might be the saint of the next hour. And how true it is when we look at and consider then with the good thief. Obviously, he deserved his fate. But yet, because of his great show of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, when so many denied that, he was given then his ticket to heaven. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Or you think of Longinus, after piercing our Lord's heart, of being converted by that, or St. Mary Magdalene. And so, yes, the sinner of this hour might be the saint of the next. And so for the world around us, yes, they can judge people, they can judge the ones around them. When you think about the judgment of St. Mary Magdalene, many times the Jews thought within themselves, if he only knew who he was with. And yet our Lord did truly know who he was with. One who would then truly love our Lord to where that it would be recorded in sacred scripture for that, would be recorded in the Gospels for all eternity. And so that's why it's important for us to look at in terms of our judgment before God, not worrying about other people. And when we think about why God gives us sometimes a long life on this earth, one reason is penance, to make reparation for our sins. Our Lord may give the sinner one more month, one more year, in order to make reparation. So yes, it's up to them whether they accept that grace or not. But the offer is held out to them. But again, the judgment goes to Almighty God. In a large way, God is more merciful judge than mankind. God will a lot of times pardon us where maybe sometimes mankind will not. And that's what we see in sacred scripture in Matthew 7:1. It says, judge not that you may not be judged. Now, true that is. Judge not that you may not be judged. How quick we are to judge other souls, but we don't always a lot of times look in the mirror for ourselves. And so that's why we go back to this first word of our Lord. What did he say on the cross? And it was to forgive. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is the strongest evidence of our Lord's absolute sinlessness, because the rest of us, as at death, we must witness the great parade of our sins. It causes us to beg God for pardon. And yet we see that our Lord asked pardon, forgiveness for those that accused him of sin. He finds an excuse for them. They know not what they do. How often do we accuse others of things? We certainly don't find excuses for them or give them the benefit of the doubt. It's very easy for us to be judgmental toward other souls. We know little of the circumstances, the intentions of others, but yet it's very easy for us to accuse them of something. That's why it's a good reminder then that God is the judge, not us. And so it's easy for us to pick apart other people. But that's where these first words of our Lord are so very apt for us in our modern world. The idea of forgiveness. Forgiveness especially of our enemies. Those that hurt us, those that harm us. And so we think about why should we forgive other people? One, because God has forgiven our sins. But then two, also it is the pardon, our pardon is conditioned on the pardon we extend to others. We think about that in the Our Father. Forgive those that trespass against us as we forgive those who trespass against us. One, we just have to think of a parable that our Lord gave, the unjust steward. You're probably familiar with that from sacred scripture. But the steward that owed his master a lot of money, his master asked him to pay, and he begged him to forgive him of that. asked him if he would just give him some time, he would pay him back. Even though the master was going to threaten and throw him into prison. And so the master then grants him the pardon of that. A little while after that, another steward owes this one steward a small amount of money. And it says in sacred scripture, he throttles him, threatens to throw him into prison because he would not pay the debt. And so it's interesting to see how then after that, the other ones go to their master and tell him what happened. And that's where he comes back to him and says, "You unjust steward." He would not forgive, even though he was forgiven. And that's, for us, the real test. Do we forgive our enemies? You know, the cruelest master is the one who never learned to obey. The severest judge is one who does not look at his own sins. And so for these things, it's important for us just to understand, because our Lord's words from the cross are a lesson. Bishop Fulton Sheen had said that the words from the cross was the greatest sermon that was ever given. Because he said these words have gone on for all times. These last words of a dying person are remembered for all of mankind. And so he said it is the greatest sermon that was ever given. And that's why it's important for us to contemplate these seven last words of our Lord. To see the lessons that are given by our Lord in them. To help us to have a greater understanding of our own soul. But then also for the people around us too. You know, going again back to that idea, judge not that you may not be judged. Of forgiving those that hurt us, forgiving our enemies. For us to realize that mankind is not our judge. Almighty God is. And yes, He will take into consideration how we treat other mankind. I will leave you with a story of Father Miguel Pro. He was in the Mexican Revolution down against the communists when they were fighting against that. And so he was brought in because he was a Catholic priest. And so they were going to execute him. And so Father Pro was resigned to the fact he was going to die for Christ, was open to that. And so he asked for the firing squad, he asked them to kneel down for his blessing. So all the soldiers knelt down, except the captain of the army. The captain refused because, obviously, he didn't want the blessing of Father Pro. All the other men knelt down, he gave them his blessing, put his arms outstretched, and the captain is the one who shot him. He refused the blessing, but in a way, he put Father Pro as a saint in heaven because he was willing to die for Christ, and he died in the same manner with his arms outstretched. But it's interesting to see how Father Pro forgave those that were going to kill him. And in some ways, for Father Pro, he probably thought the same thing. They know not what they do. But yet, this one captain who refused that, it's interesting to see that he is the one that shot Father Pro. Or he is at least the one that sent him into eternity. And so it's a good reminder to us, forgiving our enemies. How easy is it for us to treat well the people that we like, and how hard it is for us to treat well or even to forgive those that hurt us. And so let us truly take into account these words of our Lord and try to put it into practice this Easter season. It's only a few days left. We have so much to be thankful for in Almighty God. And in today, we have so much to be thankful for God for dying on the cross for us, so much that He suffered. He gave His life in order for us to be redeemed. And so let us imitate our Lord in these words of forgiving those that have hurt us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.